The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly, the satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Jeff Chrysler, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Tony Hendra can't be with us right now. He's out celebrating the great month of September, when he became a United States citizen, a documentary about his years at the National Lampoon hit theaters, and the Final Edition got a new broadcast partner. In addition, I think we're also celebrating the fact that gun nuts and Trump and religious lunatics who use God to justify their hypocrisy and maniacal behavior stay in the news. So, sit back, relax, reflect upon what a great month September was for all of us, and enjoy the Final Edition Radio Hour.
This is Stock Market Watch with your host, Roy Cantor.
The Dow is up. The Dow is down. I don't know. It's all machines. Go to our stock analyst, Cheryl Nicholson. Cheryl, what? What?
Everything was okay, and then someone said, hey, what about Europe? Europe could just die, right? And China, for God's sake! And then somebody couldn't find a key to the men's room, and the market shot itself!
Oh, Jesus, I didn't even think about Europe.
Fucking Europe, right?
Yeah, Saul Merritt at the commodities desk. Saul, corn. How can nobody be buying corn?
There's no God!
It's corn!
I can't breathe!
I hate to break in here, Roy, but the Middle East!
Oh, shit biscuits!
The fucking Middle East!
We're all gonna die!
Oh! 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 Fucking watch!
This summer, from the studio that brought you The Little Mermaid and Cinderella, comes an all-new Disney princess.
I promise I will do everything I can to make my people happy. Death to America!
Yay!
Meet Princess Isis, Disney's strongest female character to date.
Please don't kill me, princess. I have four children. One of them is sick. If you let me live, I'll be your slave forever.
But I want to chop your head off, and I want to do it now! Hi-ya!
And for the most romantic story of the season...
Now that's no way to chop someone's head off!
Like you could do better!
You bet I could! I'm Prince Isis, by the way.
Prince Isis? You must be my long-lost brother from another mother.
Then why have I never seen your beautiful prepubescent face before?
Maybe it's because you've been gone for so many years and I'm only 7 years old.
Maybe. Now, what would a prince like me have to do to win your heart and brutally take your virginity?
Talk to father, of course.
Absolutely not. I forbid it.
But father, he's my own blood.
Yeah, yes, but who am I supposed to lie with whilst you're gone?
Oh, my prince, what are we to do?
Don't worry, princess. I'll find a way. I can show you the world. Bleeding, miserable madness. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your rights subside? I can open your thighs, bend you over and over, and as always, I'll beat you like a spoiled child bride. A whole new world!
A whole new world!
Where no Jews are.
Martin Shkreli became the new most hated man on the internet after trying to raise the price of a life-saving drug, Daraprim, by 5,000%. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Hey, that guy sounds like he's the pill.
Well, that's nothing. I just bought the rights to Dr. Gerton's nerve syrup.
and jacked up the price 2 bits.
You monster!
I think really deep down inside he just wants a hug.
I think deep down inside he wants $1 billion.
And a hug.
Leave Martin alone!
That Martin Shkreli looks like every kid in high school who used to try to jack up the pill from $13 to $750.
If you don't like it, why don't you move to Denmark where everyone's happy?
As long as he's not raising the price of date rape drugs.
I just want to punch Martin Shkreli in the face. I don't have a joke for this.
This is Politics, and this week on This is Politics, Senator Bernie Sanders reaches out for new voters, bringing his presidential campaign to a Nazi rally in Westland, Michigan.
I know that we have areas where we don't agree, such as my very existence and the existence of my family. But I also know we have areas in which we do agree, such as clean energy and the music of Richard Wagner. And maybe, just maybe, we can work on those mutual goals.
And Sanders received surprisingly warm reactions.
I would never vote for him, of course, but the Jew makes some good points.
Then it was off to a mental hospital in upstate New York where Sanders spoke to a group of drooling schizophrenics.
You believe you can explode people's faces by looking at them. I believe America's wealth gap is unsustainable. We both believe the FBI is spying on us. Let's work together.
And a quick stop at a Greek cemetery in Colma, California.
I know that most of you are dead. Most, but maybe not all. And if we pull together, we can solve the problems of this country.
Next week, Sanders spearheads a voter registration drive in North Korea.
Demonstrators are converging on Planned Parenthoods across the country to protest against the clinic's practice of free cancer screenings. Our Richard Hertz has that story in downtown St. Louis.
Pro-life demonstrators are blocking the doorway at Planned Parenthood's cervical and ovarian cancer screening services. With me is protest organizer Carol Burford. Carol, why cancer screening?
Because cancer is not a choice. It's a living, growing thing, and God has blessed your body with it. Hang on a second. This is a picture of your unborn cancer.
Oh, shit, I got cancer?
For some, the struggle is personal. One woman who had a tumor removed when she was in college says she now regrets it.
My cancer would be 17 years old now. It would be going to the prom.
But a doctor inside the clinic says he just wants to prevent back alley chemo.
We're not anti-cancer. We just let women choose whether to keep their cancer.
But Burford says every cancer has a right to live.
Every tumor would develop into a viable cancer baby. And every cancer baby could grow up to be Jesus Christ or Tom Cruise. A lot of famous people started out as cancer.
This is Richard Hertz for the final edition.
Summer's over. You're feeling pretty depressed, aren't you?
Yeah.
You have a gun to your head, don't you?
Uh-huh.
But you can't pull the trigger, can you?
The gun's too close to my head.
Sounds like you need a suicide selfie stick.
Whoa!
Suicide selfie sticks work just like regular selfie sticks. But instead of taking a selfie, you kill yourself.
Sweet!
No more holding a heavy gun against the side of your head or putting a filthy muzzle in your mouth. Now you can shoot yourself from up to 5 feet away and from every possible angle.
Amazing!
Try the popular overhead shot. Or do yourself in from down below. You can even shoot yourself in the back to make it seem like a homicide.
The suicide selfie stick rules!
So quit holding that gun with your own hand. Okay. And stop asking your friends to pull the trigger for you. They're busy, and you don't have friends.
Yeah, sorry.
Just strap your gun to the stick and fire away.
Okay. Here goes.
Oops. Keep practicing. You'll get it.
Hi, one ticket for the Magic Kingdom, please?
Here you go, but you can't come in with that suicide selfie stick.
But I wanted to blow my brains out in front of Pluto.
Sorry, we've had too many people getting smacked in the head with these things. Someone's liable to get hurt.
But...
Look, pal, you're just gonna have to shoot yourself without a selfie stick.
Fine.
Enjoy the park, and don't forget to turn the safety off.
Okay, say cheese, everyone!
Cheese!
Wait, is that a suicide selfie stick?
Oh my god!
For a critique of Obama's presidency, we interview the war criminal Dick Cheney again. Mr. War Criminal Vice President Cheney, welcome back to Fox News.
The pleasure's all mine, I assure you.
No, it gives us pleasure as well. Mr. War Criminal Vice President, you led America into a war with Iraq with changing goals and no exit strategy, leaving a power vacuum. So let me ask you this. What's wrong with Obama's foreign policy?
I've been thinking about that. This president caused ISIS. He easily could have prevented it by invading some other country, like Estonia, and torturing prisoners. I believe we'd have been greeted as liberators.
Your term ended with a catastrophic financial meltdown. What's wrong with Obama's economic policy?
George W. Bush gave us tax cuts and deregulation, and they worked perfectly except for the deficit and the crash and the unemployment and the two wars we didn't budget. But you solve that with tax cuts and deregulation.
Mr. War Criminal Vice President, can we come back again and get your opinion on more stuff?
I'll be right here.
Are you blonde?
Yeah!
Do you like fun?
Fun!
Are you blonde?
Yeah!
Then join Alpha Phi. University of Alabama Bid Day is Saturday. So see you there.
Yeah!
Welcome to Hillary Clinton's Email Scandal, the daily primetime show about Hillary Clinton's email scandal. With me, as always, are two other people from Fox News. Guys, thanks for being here.
No problem.
I have nothing else going on.
So what are the latest developments in the Hillary Clinton email scandal?
Well, as you know, Hillary Clinton used a private email server when she was Secretary of State, which is important.
Really important.
Huge.
She should not have done that.
So now a lot of emails are being made public.
And what kind of crazy stuff is in those emails?
Well, for one thing, Chelsea Clinton helped out relief efforts in Haiti.
Well, that's, I don't know, bad, I guess?
Maybe.
It proves Hillary can't be trusted with confidential information, because those emails are public now, because we made sure they were.
This is just like Whitewater.
Yeah, Whitewater.
Back in the 90s, the Clintons lost money in the Whitewater Development Corporation, and one of the other investors owned a savings and loan that failed. Was there a connection to the Clintons?
Republicans investigated for years, and you know what they found?
What?
Nothing.
Exactly. Very suspicious.
There was so much talk.
By us.
And so much investigation.
By us.
And there must have been something.
So why wasn't there?
Benghazi!
What were we talking about originally now?
The Hillary email scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also turning up nothing when it should be turning up something.
Which is very suspicious.
And we'll talk again tomorrow as new developments develop. Here on the Hillary Clinton email scandal.
The following message is from the Political Action Committee supporting Jeb Bush, America Becoming Erect. During the last Republican debate, candidate Jeb Bush made the following statement.
As it relates to my brother, there's one thing I know for sure. He kept us safe.
That bold statement has been called the single most powerful moment in the history of debating by none other than Ronald Reagan. Of course, Jeb's words were mocked by liberal media outlets who claim that George Bush was president before and during 9/11. But that doesn't change the facts. After Nancy Pelosi drove those airplanes into the World Trade Center, George Bush vowed that never again would his people be attacked by radical liberalism. But he knew that to keep America safe, he needed a powerful surrogate. That's why he took the form of an American eagle and made love to Margaret Thatcher. She subsequently bore him a son, whom the angels named Jeb Bush.
But he's his brother, right? Or are you talking about George Sr.?
All three are different aspects of the same entity, which theologians refer to as the Bushhead. In his role as Jeb, he has protected America since 9/11 by patrolling the skies, riding a dragon he named Drogo.
From Game of Thrones?
That dragon is named Drogon.
But the horse guy that the blonde chick was married to was named Khal Drogo. The guy that looked like a super buff Dave Navarro.
Fine. The dragon's name is Similac.
Wait, isn't that...
Shut the fuck up! Since then, Jeb Bush has slain several giants and a cyclops, wrestled the Midgard serpent, descended into the underworld to rescue his beloved Eurydice, swallowed the moon, beat a steam drill in a spike driving contest, batted safely in 56 consecutive games, became the first African-American woman to win an Emmy for Best Actress, slashed taxes for Florida residents by $19 billion, revolutionized the way we talk about corn, fucked your sister, and invented an alphabet for the Cherokee language. So vote for Jeb. He's president already. This message brought to you by America Becoming Erect.
I know. It's like some kind of baby food or something, right?
Man on the street!
14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed in Irving, Texas, was handcuffed and arrested for bringing a homemade clock to school to impress his engineering teacher. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
So I guess he's definitely not bringing that pressure cooker to home ec.
This kid had an engineering teacher?
I hear the clock took a chechen and kept on kachama.
You should have brought in the vibrator he made.
Excuse me, I think I forgot which bus I'm supposed to get on.
Shut up!
Well, I'm the Irving they named Irving, Texas after, and I'm confused.
They're just a bunch of clock suckers.
So afterwards, they took the clock and a student got on top of it and shot 15 people.
Okay, sisters. Campus officials made us take down our last YouTube video because they said it was racist.
No way!
Yes way. But seriously, blonde isn't a race. Duh.
Duh.
But point is, if you like fun...
Fun!
And you're a blonde or a brunette, then join Alpha Phi. Go Alabama U!
Yeah!
This is CNN's exclusive interview with presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton about the email server controversy that has dogged her candidacy. Former First Lady Senator and Secretary Clinton, you are being investigated for using a private email server for classified government communications. Do you have something you wish to say about that?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Certainly.
And I just want to say, and I know a lot of people have already been hearing this, but I just want to say I'm sorry, and I apologize. I apologize for what I did. I made a mistake. I am sorry.
You don't sound sorry.
No, I really, truly, and honestly, sincerely am sorry.
No, that's still not there.
No, I am sorry. I am very deeply sorry, and I just want the American people to know how sorry I really, truly am.
Okay, admittedly, you're often, I don't know, you're not always
no,
convincing
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I'm very sorry.
Okay, no, it just...
I apologize.
Okay, the words are there. You just don't...
No, I'm really sorry. I am.
No,
very.
Still not.
I feel terrible.
No, you don't look like you feel terrible. You don't sound like you feel terrible.
No, I really, seriously, I do. I do. I am very, very sorry.
Okay, let me try this. What do you think
you did wrong.
Okay, you know what? I'm just apologizing. Can you just accept the apology? Can you just accept that I'm sorry?
But you don't know what you did wrong.
No, I'm sorry, okay? I'm just saying I'm sorry.
The words are there, no, and I heard the sorry part.
Okay,
and that was
you know
fine.
What?
You
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry about anything. I'm not sorry about the Emus. I'm not sorry about Benghazi. I'm not sorry about Whitewater. God damn it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to get laid.
So with allegations that the British Prime Minister had a youthful private encounter with a pig's head, setting the Twitter sphere buzzing, we go now live to the Palace of Westminster, where the venerable tradition of Prime Minister's question time is about to begin.
Leader of the Opposition, Mr. Jeremy Corbyn.
Mr. Speaker, question number one. Would my right honourable friend, the Prime Minister, admit that this has been a real pig of a week?
Oh, very funny. Not true, by the way, but, you know, I'm a good sport, so ha-ha.
Thank you, Prime Minister. Question number two. Would my right honourable friend say that his college antics concerning a pig were the pinnacle of youthful disregard for basic moral decency, or has he made rasher decisions?
Look, I think that's enough, okay? It didn't happen. I think we all need to move on.
Question number three. Would the Prime Minister like to clear up once and for all? Was he simply pleased to see the pig, or was there a lardon in his pocket?
Now, steady on.
Did my right honourable friend buy the pig dinner first? Maybe a glass of swine? Was the pig hot to trot, or would he say more hot to trotter?
Order, order. Next question. The MP for Cottesloe Binkley, Cynthia Diet.
As Hungary closes the border and thousands of Syrian refugees...
Sorry, but I wasn't quite finished with my line of questioning. Hate to hog the floor, but will the Prime Minister confirm whether the whole sorry incident was more of a pig in a poke or a poke in a pig?
There isn't a shred of truth to this rumour.
Will the Prime Minister admit he should have conducted himself with more deportment?
It was just a kiss!
In the words of Abraham Lincoln, did the pig's teeth hurt?
I beg your pardon!
Did my right honourable friend have to use ointment? Or maybe call a hambulance?
We'll return to the seat of British power after these messages.
Do you like bacon?
Sure, sometimes.
Then come on and get your big, beefy bacon burger at Burger Busters. You get bacon, cheese, more bacon, a big, beefy burger containing bacon, cheese again, and two big bacon buns. Then you wash it down with bacon cola and a side of fried cheese with bacon.
Do you have anything vegetarian?
Sure, we have Thai salad with papaya and lime juice and bacon. It comes with a side of bacon orange juice and a bacon blueberry smoothie and bacon ice cubes and bacon Canadian bacon.
What if I don't want bacon?
Too bad! By order of the U.S. Congress, all food must now contain bacon.
What?
That's right. They couldn't pass filibuster reform, but they passed this.
This is a nightmare.
So come on down to Burger Busters for your federally mandated diet of bacon. Eat the goddamn bacon!
Yeah, babe, I'm almost done.
Where are you? Christ, hurry up!
I'm at the CVS, okay? I'm next in line. There's not a single actual cashier in the store. All they have is those stupid self-checkout machines.
Did you get the tampons? Tampax Super Plus.
Yes, I'm not an idiot. You know what else I got you? Pepperidge Farm Mint Milano cookies and a big pint of Ben & Jerry's Chunky Monkey.
Oh, baby, you're so sweet. But hurry up, okay?
I'm at the checkout now. Okay.
If you have your extra care card, please scan it now.
Fuck your extra care card, bitch.
To start, simply begin scanning your items and follow the system prompts.
Yeah. Here we go.
One package of Tampax Super Plus tampons for heavy flow days.
What the fuck? Did you hear that?
What's wrong now?
It said I was buying tampons out loud. It never worked like that before. Now everybody in line is looking at me.
Nobody thinks they're for you, Arthur. Just buy them, okay?
I am. Here, let me scan your Mint Milanos.
One package of condoms for children. Cherry flavored.
Oh, come on!
How's that sting?
What? Whoa! That's not what they are!
What's the holdup? Get the stuff and go.
Jesus, it's fucking... Forget it. I'll just scan the ice cream.
One 20-ounce package of faggot powder.
Oh, come on! Oh,
what the?
Go back to Alabama!
It's not faggot powder! I don't even know what that is!
What the fuck are you doing? Just buy the shit!
I'm trying! Jesus!
Transaction invalid. Please place your dick in the scanning tray.
Ah! It wants me to put my dick on the scanner!
Well, fucking do it! Christ, if I had a dick, I'd scan it for you!
I'm not gonna pull my dick out! There are people in line behind me!
Can they see your dick?
No.
Then just say you're not going to do it, and do it, like, discreetly.
Whatever. I most certainly will not put my dick in the scanning tray. Okay, here goes.
Thank you for putting your dick in the scanning tray. One moment, please.
Oh, man!
Arthur, leave it there until the transaction clears.
Daddy likes the scanning tray, doesn't he?
No! Shut up and scan!
Please wait. Assistance is on the way.
What? No! I don't want...
Hello, sir. I'm the night manager. I can help you with a... Oh, my God. Why is your penis on the scanning machine?
It told me to put it there.
Your penis told you to put it there?
No, the machine. It's acting weird. See these cookies? It said they were condoms for children.
Oh, wait a minute. You disguise condoms in a cookie package to lure children?
No. It's the machine. See this? It said it was faggot powder. That's not even a real thing.
So you made up something you call faggot powder? What kind of sick, twisted mind...
No, it's real!
If faggot powder is real?
No, I mean the machine created it. Oh, for Christ's sake, how much do I owe? Here's 60 bucks in cash. Just take it and give me these tampons. I'm out of here.
Boo! Child molester! Keep away from my kids, all right?
Please remove all bagged items. Thank you for shopping at CVS.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour has been brought to you by Baby's Little Rubbers, candy-flavored condoms from Fisher-Price, and by Faggot Powder. Look for the faggot on the box.
Look for the faggot on the box!
And many more.
This is the community calendar for Orange County, California. Tonight, Lamplighter Pizza at 9 p.m., a middle-aged man in short pants will be drinking beer and loudly discussing Van Halen for 3 hours. That's Lamplighter Pizza, 9 p.m. to midnight. Thursday, 8 p.m. at the Tortoise Bar in Tustin, Emmeline from HR will say the Holocaust never happened. No one at Emmeline's table will know what she's talking about. That's 8 p.m., the Tortoise Bar. Friday at El Hacienda Restaurant in Costa Mesa. It's trivia night as three men monopolize the conversation at their table, recalling pointless stories from high school. Their wives will want to kill themselves all night Friday at El Hacienda. That's this week's community calendar for Orange County, California.
With luck, we'll be back with more of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Tony, we gotta come up with a promo. Our listeners don't know enough about all the great stuff the Final Edition does. Even when we tell them, it's all this like blah 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 dot 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 www URL crap. No one gets what that is on radio. They just tune it out.
Well, I have the perfect way to hold their attention while we give them the goods. When I was at the National Lampoon in the 70s, our most famous cover had a cute mutt with a 38 Magnum to its head and the legend, "Buy this magazine or we'll shoot this dog."
Yeah, I remember that, but how does that help us? It was a visual image for a magazine.
Meet Freckles.
Oh, Freckles? Oh, there. Good boy. Yay! What's the matter then?
Also, meet my 38 Magnum.
Jesus Christ, you have a gun? Don't wave that thing around here. Is that thing loaded?
Sure is. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour on Progressive Voices on TuneIn. If you don't stay tuned to this promo while Jeff gives you all the necessary info about our fabulous website and our fabulous YouTube channel and other fabulous stuff we do, I will shoot this dog.
Jesus, man, take the gun out of that defenseless animal's ear.
Uh-uh. Give him a good, Jeff.
Oh, my God. Poor Freckles. Okay, fine. Hey, listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour, you want more of what we do, go to thefinaledition.com. Our radio airs on this network on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 8, as well as Wednesday at midnight. We've also got an album, we've got a Twitter feed, we've got a great YouTube channel, Facebook, everything you can want at thefinaledition.com.
Now, tell them to tap all that into their iPhones or leave themselves an audio memo.
No, I won't. I told them enough, Tony. I'm calling me yesterday.
Tell them, or the dog gets it. I'm cocking the gun right now.
Okay, listeners, please, write this down. Thefinaledition.com. Thefinaledition.com. Go there for everything you want from the Final Edition, or this crazy old British coot is going to plug old Freckles.
Okay, that wasn't so hard, was it? Come here, Freckles, you dumb old chum. Hey, get down! Get down! Get away from me! Get, you crazy
coot! Good job, Freckles!
Get away.
Him! Sick him!
No, Freckles, put that thing down! You don't have opposable thumbs! No! Hi, welcome back to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Okay, so honestly, I almost can't even write now, but apparently accepting both blondes and brunettes into our sacred sisterhood of Alpha Phi...
Sweet and smart since 1872!
Well, that's racist too. But seriously, if you have blue hair or like a red undercut, like totally indie, and you're like, hair talk is my life. So yeah, then you know what? You might not be a great fit in Alpha Phi anyway, because we have a regular pajama party night and we put our hair in curls and it's probably not your jam. Say what? Oh, black girl? Oh. Right. Yeah. Totally didn't think about them. Sorry.
Black girls matter!
The following is a paid commercial announcement for Professor Krill's Automatic Imaging Deliverance System. It literally develops pictures instantly. And now, here he is. He's behind the times. He's out of touch. He's Professor Krill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the world of now technology.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with the amazing Professor Krell, and today he'll be telling you about his newest picture-taking invention, the Automatic Imaging Deliverance System.
That's right, Susan. How amazing is it to think that soon the average person will be able to develop pictures immediately after taking them using my Automatic Imaging Deliverance System, or as I like to call it, AIDS. Now,
wait, you're calling it AIDS?
You got it, Susan. You see, it is my goal to modernize, revolutionize, and convenientize picture-taking with this space-age device. You heard me right. I will not rest until every family in America has my AIDS. Are there any questions?
Yes. Once I get your AIDS, can I give it to someone else?
Of course. You can give my AIDS to anyone, but why would you want to? I would hope most people would go out and get the AIDS on their own. Next question.
Yeah, I've heard your AIDS will make me sick. Is that true?
Only if you put your penis inside the film compartment. Look, I've been exposing people to my AIDS for months now, and there have been no ill effects. Next question.
Yes. Is it true you're also working on a controlled arterial numbing compound expeller receptor?
You mean cancer? How I wish that were true. Next question.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You seem a little out of touch.
Where the hell have you been for the last 25 years?
In my lab developing AIDS. Where the hell else?
He's behind the times. He's out of touch. He's the amazing Professor Krell.
Man on the street.
Burger King has suggested collaborating on a new hamburger with McDonald's. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Yeah, there it is. See, first gay marriage, now this.
They should try putting a hot dog in a taco.
Yeah, I hear they're going to combine Ronald McDonald with Wendy, and he's going to get arrested.
I heard KFC has approached Popeyes to produce more of the same shit.
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, and a bun, and a bunch of shit. I don't give a flying fuck what anybody does with their goddamn hamburgers. I just want my wife back.
Everybody poop now.
This is Food Beat, where we patrol the latest in food. This week, two glasses, one fork, and one plate in West Los Angeles.
I'm here at Two Glasses, One Fork, and One Plate on La Cienega with the owner, Ronnie Mason. Ronnie, this place used to be called Three Plates because you only had three plates, then two plates when you broke one, then two forks. So I guess you only have two glasses, one fork, and one plate. How's business?
Why do you come here? To remind me of my failures.
I'm sorry.
Just finish your goddamn omelet!
Okay.
Why do I always have to wait for the plate?
It's okay. It's okay. Here, just take the plate. I'm done anyway.
Hey, Ronnie! Go change your side again!
Shut your head hole! You hideous pig woman! If this restaurant still had a knife, I would kill all of you!
That's two glasses, one fork, and no plates on La Cienega. And this is Food Beat.
We're thinking of opening a second restaurant on Pico.
Good morning, Holy Father. I'm Melanie Klingworth with ABC News. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello, Melanie. It's nice to meet you.
Well, it's an incredible thrill to meet you, Your Holiness. We just couldn't be happier that you agreed to an interview and that you chose ABC News.
I love your network. It is true. America has got talent. No way, that's NBC.
Your Holiness, just so you know, we'll be taping this interview and playing segments of it during our live coverage of your visit to the U.S. So this isn't live.
That is good. So if I mess up, you can stop the tape. But how can I make a mistake when I'm infallible?
Well, I don't see
Melanie, that was a joke. It's okay to laugh at the Pope.
Thank you, Your Holiness. Would you like something to drink? Forgive me, Father. I don't even know if I'm allowed to ask you about beverages.
Of course, my child. Like anybody else in God's creation, the Pope needs fluids.
Okay. Would you like water? Tea? Wine?
Tea would be fine. Thank you, Melanie. It's 8 in the morning.
Any particular kind of tea, Your Holiness?
Do you have chamomile?
Oh, I'm sure we do, Your Holiness.
Becca, some chamomile tea for the Pope!
Thank you, Becca.
And while we're waiting for your tea, Your Holiness, would you mind if we just started the interview? I know your time is limited.
Yes, you wouldn't believe how many of these I have to do today.
Your Holiness, could you tell me what message you hope to convey to the American people during your visit to our country?
Melanie, I wish first of all to say hello to the American people and thank you for allowing me to visit your wonderful United States. I hope to meet and talk with as many of you as my schedule will allow and take some of the selfies.
I can't tell you how many friends and relatives begged me to get them tickets to see you, but of course it was impossible.
Yeah, life is full of the disappointments.
And here's your tea, Holy Father.
Thank you, Melanie, and thank you, Becca.
Holy Father, forgive me for asking such a pointed question, but do you worry that some of your controversial statements about income inequality are causing a rift amongst Catholics?
No, because I speak from the heart, and I can only say what I find in there and what I know to be is the truth. Did anybody bother to heat the water up for this tea?
Becca! Come over here!
I'm so sorry, Your Holiness.
Don't worry about it.
Zap it for 1 minute!
I'm sorry, Your Holiness. She'll be right back. You recently said priests should forgive women who've had abortions. Do you worry that what you say will be misunderstood?
Melanie, like anybody else, I am but one of God's creatures, and I shall be judged as all people are judged.
But being the Pope, don't you
think... Let me finish my point. On the one hand, I am simply one of 8 billion souls here on Earth. On the other hand, I happen to be the Pope, so...
That's a big advantage?
I will hope so. Otherwise, how you say is a joke is on me, but also you.
Here's your tea again.
Thank you, Becca.
Ah, damn, that's hot!
Oh my God, are you all right, Your Holiness?
That was my mistake, Melanie. I should have stirred the tea. But you didn't give me a spoon.
Can I get you some water, Your Holiness?
Yes, with ice, if you can manage it.
I'm so sorry, Your Holiness. You've been so gracious with your time.
And I have enjoyed myself, but now I've had it.
Here's your water, Holy Father.
Oh, look, there's no ice in it.
I think we're all just so nervous about meeting you. Plus, Becca's Catholic.
Isn't that lucky for us?
But we're so blessed to be in your presence, Your Holiness.
Becca is like myself. She has trouble understanding English.
Well, we may be making some changes soon. Anyway, thank you so very, very much, Holy Father. I will never forget this day.
I will say a prayer for you.
Will you really?
Well, a quick one.
I think we have more than enough for an interview.
Thank God. I was worried.
Look out! There's more Final Edition Radio Hour!
Was your baby born a girl or born a boy? Is he or she exhibiting gender confusion? Crying when being dressed in cute little dresses or cute little pants? Crying when being breastfed or not breastfed? Crying at night? Not crying at night? Just crying? We at Pre-K Gender Reassignment know that these annoying life-sapping behaviors can be catastrophic symptoms of your baby's struggle with his or her gender identity. She may have been born a girl, but inside she knows she's a boy. Just imagine the terror and misery racking that tiny body. Here at Pre-K Gender Reassignment, your baby's gender identity can be safely reassigned in less than an hour's microsurgery. And for those who require it, we have a Moyle on 24-hour standby. Nip the problem in the bud. Save your precious little one a lifetime of confusion, suicide attempts, online bullying, random beatings, self-mutilation, and hideous makeup fails. Because if you don't, that would be gendercide.
Now a word from the American Bushmeat Council.
Hey, Jim, what you eating?
Nothing. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God. Is that gorilla?
Not anymore. It's now brunch.
You monster. Give me that.
Let go of Coco.
Say, fellas, what's all the ruckus?
Who the hell are you?
Did you know the average American consumes over 80 pounds of meat every year?
Yes.
Of course you did, Jim. And we here at the American Bushmeat Council think you deserve more than just the usual slabs of crap laid out for you at the neighborhood Vons. Here, try one of these African brush-tailed porcupine kebabs.
Ow! Ow, 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 ow! It's so painfully delicious and endangered.
Is it endangered because it's so delicious, or so delicious because it's endangered?
Who cares? I've never tasted Gambian pouch rat like this before.
And you never will. That was the last one. Here, try some barbecued howler monkey. Hope you like it rare.
I usually take mine well done.
No, I mean rare as in there are only three left.
Hell yeah. Got any mozzarella?
Made from fresh platypus milk.
This is sickening. How could you possibly justify murdering and eating endangered species like Coco the gorilla?
Aw, cool down, fizzy lips. Maybe this word from Joseph Cotton will change your mind.
Coco never knew the real meaning of love. He just wanted everyone to love him. Love me. I'm Coco Foster Kane. Well, here's to love, Coco. Love on your own terms. Hey, nurse!
You know what? That cameo made almost as much sense as outlining the use of Tasmanian parachute spiders for bonbons.
I'm disappointed in you, Jim.
Why rain on everybody's rainforest, wise guy?
Yeah, why can't you just let me enjoy one of the few things I have left in my life that makes me happy? You know, besides my massive trust fund, and priceless baseball card collection, and my intriguingly misshapen penis.
Well said, Jim.
Thank you.
So if you're tired of the same old trust fund, priceless baseball card collection, and intriguingly misshapen penis, why not eat a panda? Bushmeat, it's not just for starving Zulus anymore. This has been a message from the American Bushmeat Council.
Hey, nurse!
Man on the street!
Queen Elizabeth II became the longest reigning monarch in the history of the United Kingdom. The final edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Thanks, Obama. I think she's really sort of been phoning it in the last decade or so.
She hasn't lost her looks.
I'd still fuck her.
She killed Diana!
Hey, she's been on the throne for 63 years. Eat some roughage!
Well, she outlasted Freddie Mercury.
Oh, Gunda? Oh, I think it's right jolly, eh?
She reigned for a long time until she got old. Now she's just kind of dripping.
Two things Charles always wanted to be and he never will. A tampon and king.
You know, if I had access to all those jewels all my life, just once I would just walk into that room, lock it behind me, and jizz all over me.
Yo, what the fuck is this?
It's called a line?
No, sweetheart. A line is what I'm gonna snort off your ass later. This is bullshit. Yo, the name's Cancer. With a C.
Ah, like the horoscope.
No, you moron. Like a disease. Didn't they teach you anything at fat camp?
Sorry, you're not on the list.
Not on the list? I'm motherfucking Cancer. I'm unfucking beatable. And now you want to tell me I'm not on the list?
That's what it says.
You want a piece of me, motherfucker? I'll give you a taste of my stage 3 specialty.
No, please. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
My mom had cancer.
No shit. Like mother, like daughter, huh?
Huh?
Get out of here. She'll be dead in a year.
So, Cancer, you got any kids?
No, but a whole lot of them got me. Don't you just love technology?
You're on Tinder?
Kinda. Except I swipe right if I want to give them cancer, and left if I don't. See? Yes. No. Yeah. Definitely yes. Maybe if I get bored. What's life all about? I got no money, no wife, no hair. All I got is my sister leukemia, and she's a real cunt.
Ah,
I remember you. 1983. You took my left ball.
Oh, yeah. Some of my best work.
You piece of shit.
Hey, no one comes near Mr. Cancer, understand?
Hey, man. I owe you one.
Yeah?
Yeah. No cancer for you till your 95th birthday.
Really?
Yeah. But you gotta promise me one thing.
Anything.
Lose some of that fucking weight. It's not healthy.
As the news that the band One Direction will be taking a break shocked the nation and the world, we at the Final Edition Radio Hour take a look back at some of their greatest moments. That was One Direction, a look back at some of their greatest moments.
I'm Agnes Merriweather. Right now, the Final Edition takes you to Kensington Palace for an exclusive interview with Prince George, eldest son of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. George, your country is in a bit of an uproar over the Prime Minister.
That means fuck all to me, mate. I don't care about that twat.
That's a fairly crude response.
David Cameron fucks a dead pig and I'm the crude one.
That's just an allegation, and it was a long time ago.
Me mum always says to me, once a pig fucker, always a pig fucker.
I find it hard to believe your mom says that.
I'm just fucking with you, mate.
What about world figures? Are you aware of Donald Trump?
Yeah. Where'd he get that hair? An orangutan's cunt.
Your great-grandmom recently celebrated being on the throne longer than Queen Victoria.
She's been on the toilet longer than Queen Victoria? Like me mum says, poop will get off the pot.
Have you had a chance to see your countrymen on late-night American TV, John Oliver and James Corden?
Oh, they're countrymen, all right. They are.
So you don't much care for your own compatriots.
I love me some Keith Richards. The old wanker geezer. He snorted his dad.
Do you like his new album?
What's an album?
Thank you, Prince George.
Don't mention it.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Abby Parker, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Tuchel, and Darby Worley. Credit to our writers at the Final Edition Radio Hour, Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Abby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lank, Leslie Shapira, Kurt Weitzman, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lank. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2015. We'll be right back.